I would like to speak about a very important topic today, the psychology of decision making for yeshiva guys. Very often we have to make decisions based on what we self-assess ourselves at. So it's very important to be able to have the proper hashkafa and how to assess how we're doing. We can go ask our rebbeim, but very often you can't get to the rebbe, or if you get to the rebbe, you don't believe the rebbe. For whatever reason, he's being too nice to you, or he's being too harsh to you. So it's also good to have your own set of values to know how to assess so you can make the right decisions together with your Rebbe, parents, etc. Okay, let's start off with this shmooze on the parsha. This is where I got onto my sugya. The pasuk says, it starts off, actually the pasuk aleph from Perek Gimel, but Midbar Vela told us Aaron and Moshe. Yom Dibur Hashem Es Moshe Bar Sinai Ve'Lishmos Bnei Aaron. Those are the two psukim. And the first Rashi over here, which is not on the sheet, talks about, it says these are the children of Aaron and Moshe, but only lists the children of Aaron. So why does it list the why does it say told us of Aaron and Moshe if it only lists the children of Aaron? That's famous shmooze. As Moshe taught them, it's considered of his children. Beautiful, beautiful shmooze. But if you look at this medrash, Ve'lish Shmos Bnei Aaron, he says it doesn't list the children of Moshe. Ve'lo Hiska Shmos Bnei Moshe. It doesn't list the children of Moshe, it only lists the children of Aaron. But it said it's going to list the children of both of them. So why did it say Aaron and Moshe together? Moshe's name was put next to Aaron. You're right. It was only planning to list the children of Aaron. But the only reason, it's a different teretz than Rashi brings down. But the only reason why it said Moshe's name next to Aaron, because there was no kina between Moshe to Aaron, Aaron to Moshe. Aaron rolled Moshe, Navi, Vinamaskana. Aaron saw Moshe, the Navi, and he did not have kina. Va'af Moshe rolled Aaron, Kohen Gadol, Vinamaskana. And Moshe saw Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and he did not have kina. Va'af Abonim came, the children also. Lohaya Zem, Mekana Bezev, Lohaya Zem, Mekana Bezev. They weren't Mekana each other. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hol Ve'eni Yetzar B'nei, since there's no kina, Yishyasku Elu Imelu, I'm going to mention them both together. Okay. Now we know the rules of the Torah, that if the Torah is stopping to give praise, that it has to be praiseworthy. Not just it must be praiseworthy. So I was thinking about this. So Moshe didn't have kina from Aaron. Aaron didn't have kina from Moshe. First of all, which one is better? To be the Navi and the Manig of Klal Yisrael, or to be the Kohen Gadol? Anybody know? I didn't know either. I would have thought it was pretty good to be the Manig of Moshe Rabbeinu, be the Manig of Klal Yisrael. He was the Rosh. And Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. But if it's praiseworthy, that means, what are they jealous about? Moshe, you need a manik, you need a Kohen Gadol. So it's just so powerful that there's a Havamina, which I assume is a Havamina. Moshe was an Adam Gadol, honor of Mikol Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu. But even with all of his godless, Moshe Benu, He was the man of Kol Yisrael. He's the one that gave Aaron all the instructions. Mipi Agvura, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, one would have understood that if Moshe would have had kinnah for Aaron. It's just mind-boggling, because if it's a praise, it has to be praiseworthy. It can only be praiseworthy if there's some kind of nisayon. So that means even Moshe Rabbeinu might have had kinnah towards Aaron. And that it sounds like that he's being praised because he didn't have the kinnah. So sometimes there's healthy kinnah so from Tar B'Chachma, I assume. Because if he's supposed to have the kinnah to make you do more, then that's good kinnah. Then he should have had the kinnah. If he didn't have the kinnah, he'd be punished, you know. So the fact that Moshe might have had kinnah, that's an amazing lesson. Aaron almost had kinnah, might have had kinnah for Moshe. So we just see an amazing deher, that there's a natural teva to have kinnah, even if you're all powerful and you have so many great attributes, but you want more. It's theoretically possible to have wanted more. It's a certain teva. So if he wanted more, so Taka, how do you get past that kinnah? I assume Moshe Benno had to say, I was chosen to be Pashita Manig, you know, of Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. I wasn't selected to be the Kohen Gadol. And Aaron has to say, listen, Baruch Shalom wants me to be the Pashita Kohen Gadol, not to be the Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. Each one had to use the logic that the lot that I was given, my kochos are such that I'm only supposed to be the Navi and Manig, and that's enough. I shouldn't have kinnah. How do you fight kinnah? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me what I'm supposed to do. If I was supposed to have more, that's how we fight kinnah. But without that, he might have had kinnah. So right away we see that there's a certain natural tendency to perhaps want to have kinnah. They say Maisa with the Chafetz Chaim, that at one stage in the Chafetz Chaim's life, I assume this was a kosher kinnah, but Rabbi Chafetz Chaim was reported to have said that he was mekana Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, because Rabbi Yisrael is making men, and I'm making svarim. All I'm doing is making svarim. Can you imagine the Chafetz Chaim saying, I'm just making svarim. His impact on the world, you know, it's almost 100 years after he was nifter, almost. You know, and we have two svarim a day. You know, the world is 5,779 years, and we have like two svarim a day, just what the Chafetz Chaim wrote, Mishnah Berurah and Chafetz Chaim. So that's pretty impactful. You can take a developed world and bore a hole through it that you become the go-to Siddharim. That's pretty amazing. But to a certain extent, the Chafetz Chaim felt that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is making men. So we have to be also always very careful that if we let that get into our way, a guy could be in yeshiva, and he wants to make a decision, and he may look around and say, what use is it? What am I accomplishing? I'm not going to be able to be like that. I'm not going to be able to be like that. And you could even be as good as, it's not just someone who's weaker. You could even be Moshe Rabbeinu, who Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. He probably had a lot on his shoulders. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And yet still, it's possible for someone like that to have kinnah and to feel like, you know, something is amiss with his sense of accomplishment. So we have to be able to use gvura to get past that. Number two, amazing Gemara, brachas. I just have to give a little credit over here to Rabbi Rausch in Milwaukee, that I on a topic. I saw these marmacomas, so I don't know if he said a schmooze on this, but he's like, when I saw the topic, I was doing this schmooze, so it brought me to here. So let's just read this Gemara very quickly. Magala bepumayu de Rabbanan diyavne. It was a known adage from the mouths of the Rabbanan in Yavne. Ani beriya v'chav chaverai beriya. I'm a creation, my chaver my creation. Ani melachti ba'ir v'hu melachta basada. I work in the city, he works in the fields. Ani mashkim lemelachti v'hu mashkim melachta. We both get up early to go work. Kishem shehu eno misgadda b'melachti. He doesn't want to do my work. Kachani eno misgadda b'melachta. I don't want to do his work. Shema tomer ani marba v'hu mamet. Maybe you'll say, I get a lot of skar, he gets a little skar. Shanino, so we learned, echaramarba vechamamet, bavachi chavan the aslibo shem shemayim. Whether you do a lot or a little, as long as you don't have the shem shemayim. What's shot in this Gemara? So I apologize, I was a little late with the marmakomos. But it seems to me there are two separate mahalchim in this Gemara, maybe more than two, but two that I saw. One Rashi and one the Marsha. Remember, two separate ways to learn the Gemara. I don't get involved with the pilpush. I'm going to make everyone say, "Oh, Rebbe, we finished learning today. It's supposed to be a nice, easy schmooze." But I'm not going to go through both mahalchim. I won't go through the lumdis of how each one shlugged it was. But it looks like there are two mahalchim. Rashi learns that one of these fellows, if you look at this, just the top, V'chein Chavari Am Ha'aretz Ber Yehu. Because one of them is a Talmud Chacham, one of them is Am Ha'aretz. So Talmud Chacham says, Am Ha'aretz, and my friend who's an Am Ha'aretz is a Ber Yehu. He's an Am Ha'aretz. I worked, and he worked. We both did a lot of things. We don't want each other's work. And he chose to do, a blue-collar work. He's working in the factory. He has to be there at 8 in the morning. He doesn't finish like the swap shops in the early days. He's there working 12 hours a day before the unions came and stopped all work in America, basically. The guy's working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. He barely has an hour to come home and before he has to go to sleep and get up the next day. And the other, Talmud Chacham, he's in yeshiva, you know. Pretty normal day, you know. Gets shachar 7:30, you know, morning seder, afternoon seder, night seder, goes to sleep. You know, it's like he was able to learn much more. So the Gemara is saying that the Talmud Chacham thinks that the Am Ha'aretz chose to not go learn. One would think that he made the right decision. If you look at Rashi, V'shem Tomer, the last wide line, V'shem Tomer Hadinimo, you would think that he's right. Shenu Mizgad Demelachti, that he doesn't want to do my work. He doesn't want to be in yeshiva. Shiloh Hayatofes Umna Shali, if he'd join yeshiva like me, Lo Hayalo Lev Pasuach Laharbas Batorah, his heart would not be open to be Makabal the Torah. He wouldn't be able to do it. Kamosi, just like I am. V'haya mamit, and he would have less learning. V'ein lo schar, and he would get no schar because he can't. If he would do it, he wouldn't even be able to accomplish what I accomplish. So you would think he made the right cheshbon. He can't accomplish anyway. What's he going to accomplish? I'm learning whatever 100 blot, and he's going to learn whatever 3 blot. What's he going to accomplish over the year? So that's why it says, Kach Shaninu, Shiesh Schar Lamamet Kmo Lamarbe. There's the same schar for both. That means that even this fellow, who's the Am Ha'aretz, can get the same schar, and I don't think it has to be Mamish Am Ha'aretz, like he's a boor, like, you know, he's academically dysfunctional. I assume that the same cheshbon could be made. Bishlam, if I'd be like that guy, and he walks into, you know, comes into shir, he could figure it all out, and he can, you know, decide, okay, today I'll write over the sugya, and he sits there for 2 hours and writes over the sugya, and he puts it into, in fact, they're fine, but I can't even write over the shir, I don't even know what happened yet in shir. So one would, and you think, you see there's some type of havamina. The Talmud Chacham over here is the one that has the havamina to think that the Am Aretz maybe is right. L'kach sheninu, ech ramar b'vech hamamet. You know, I mean, what would you say before today's shmooze, before this shmooze? Tell someone who's not, he's not strong, he's just average, maybe a little below average. Would you tell the guy, yeah, don't learn yeshiva, you know, that guy, yeah, he's cut out for it, he's going to be a, you know, he can become a shtag tamar chacham. But would you tell that guy who's, you know, not too good, he's not going to really know the sugya so well, he does bakiyas, but, you know, he does a little bit, doesn't maybe know the gemaras, you know, he has the shmooze, but it's always hazy. Would you tell that guy not to learn? Man, I would have said even, I think even before that I saw this gemara, that, nah, I tell the guy, go learn. You don't want it, guy, go learn. You'll develop yourself, you'll be stronger. But still you see that there is a, you know, without this gemara, l'kach sheninu, ech ramar b'vech hamamet, b'vad she yichav en libo l'shem shemayim, you see that there's a havamina to think that. I assume there was a havamina to think it, that some of us are thinking it. I assume so. People are thinking it. That I'm not so cut out for this 100%. That guy, yeah, he's pretty good. He always knows what's going on. He has all the good kashas in the shir. And he always seems to want to learn. He's so happy, likes learning. I'm not sure I like it so much. Not really, you know, it's not really up my alley so much. You know, it's, we'd think like, that's not for me. Bishlama, for him, yeah, makes a lot of sense. I even hold he should do it. But for me, I'm sort of on the fence. I'm not really, it's not really up my alley. So you see that naturally there's a havamina to think that, you know, let's go out and work in the fields. Malachti basade, I'll go work in the fields, the 12-hour days, and that's what I'm cut out for. Kamash malon, that this Am Aretz who learns, echra marba vechamet, they're exactly the same. Their schar is exactly the same. The Am Aretz, I don't know what level Am Aretz is, I don't know how to translate it even, but the Am Aretz, or the person who's weaker, gets the same schar as the person who gets everything. Because it's all calibrated, Rosh Hashanah calibrates it based on how much this person was given a nisayim because he has a lot of zitzfleish. He could sit there and sit 4 hours. He's held to one madrega, one standard. And the person who has no zitzfleish, he could be, if every 40 minutes he needs to take a 45-minute break, you know. So he's calibrated, he's assessed at a different standard. And they could both get the same schar. Echad hamar bebech hamamet. According to Rashi, it's talking about the Am Aretz, a guy who can't learn as good as the other guy. It's powerful. I saw this chazal, it's very powerful. I apologize. Now, let's not do the other pshat. So that's Rashi, Shmuz and Rashi. Okay. Now let's say the other pshat. Okay, the Marsha, that I made copies of both, right? By the way, I also want to take a little credit for the preparing of the Mar Makomos. It was I went arts and crafts project. Just to get this down on this piece of paper, it doesn't come out so easy. It wasn't like I was able to cut off half the page and put it on. That was also a stroke of genius. Okay, I got a particular thrill over that. See, that I could have done, arts and crafts. Okay, it's another Marsha. So first the first half of the Marsha, he shlugs up Rashi. He says, well, I'm Ara, it's not Masha from the Lashon. I didn't figure out exactly what the Kasha was, but you're welcome to figure out exactly what he didn't like about Rashi. And he shrugs up Rashi. It's not talking about an Amaretz. Ella, if you find it, the next to last, Ella Ba'osek, like halfway down, the last word of the line is Ba'osek. Ella, but we're talking about Ba'osek Ma'at B'Torah, Kefi Pesach Libo, Shenu Yochel Harbus. One guy, we're talking about someone who can't learn. In a Yochel Harbus, he can't learn more. Vezesha Amar Ni Beria Vehu Beria Shadavar Zeh Misha Roy Lios Chacham Olo Hu Nigzer Mitzad Abriya. This was pre, I don't know, I'm not familiar with this, but it was predestined. It was predestined. One guy is going to be Shtark, one guy's not going to be Shtark. K'damina Perek Kol Yad, as we see in Perek Kol Yad, the Malach HaMamed HaTipa Omer Chacham Otipish. There's a Malach on each person. This guy's going to be a Tam Chacham, this guy's going to be a Tipish. That's why he says it doesn't say Humashkin Dvarim Betalim, one guy's doing bad things, one guy not. It doesn't say that. They're both good. But it was predestined in Shemayim that this guy is going to be a Tam Chacham. Such a thing, I guess. This guy's going to be a Tam Chacham, and this guy is going to be a worker. So, Kadim Perek, wherever Gabi Yosher, Kornos, Dehocha, Ari, Belomed, Bechol, Yom Ma'at. Each one, well, this guy is learning very little each day, Kfi Yachalta, whatever he's capable of. Vach, Kach, Holech, Lemlachta, Besada. Then he goes, works in the field. So he does his 45 minutes in the morning, 45 minutes at night, and he's working 12 hours in between. Lizze Omar, Veshema, Tomra, Nimar, Bevumamit. The opposite. According to my show, learns the opposite. You would think that I am greater. The Talmud Chacham says, you would think that I am greater because I learn 12 hours a day. He only learned an hour and a half a day. Lo yelo schar kamosi. You would think he doesn't get the same schar as me. Hashaninu echad amar bevechamam revachi echaven. It's amazing. It's even destined in Shemayim. It's destined in Shemayim. This guy's going to be a Talmud Chacham. This guy's going to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And this guy's going to be Joe Schlepper. Okay, it's destined to Shemayim, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky is analyzing it, and you would think, so he's saying, Stama, you would think that I am get the schar, and I'd say, Tomar, Lizeh Omar, B'shema Tomar, Ni Mar B'hu Mamet. So you see the Havamin again. The Havamin is, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is saying that I am going to be on a higher level than him, one would think. He was destined. Even though he was destined, Reb Chaim Kanievsky still thought that he would get more schar because he's learning 12 hours a day. You're in the fields. You come Mepes for you, whatever. You're in Yaakov Shir, whatever. You're Kitzah Shir, you're Mishnayah Shir, but that's it. You're out of there. I'm there learning Steigen all day long. What are you? So you think that I'm better? Kamashvalan. No. They're on the same level, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the street cleaner. On the same level. They're on the same level. It's mamish powerful. As long as he does what he's supposed to do, Mechamen Libo L'Shem Shemayim, he's doing everything he could do. He could be on this, he has to do that 45 minutes in the morning and the 45 minutes at night, whatever it is. But he has to do what he's supposed to do. I remember my first year, I right here, doesn't like when the schmoozing go too long. I remember my first year in yeshiva, Rav Moshe Chait Zatzal, prince. He got up to speak. It was my first, it wasn't even at a schmooze, it was a Friday night, and he said that he was in Tel Aviv late at night, waiting for the last bus going back to Yerushalayim, and there was a Chiloni who was sweeping the streets, street cleaner, and he was sitting by the bus stop, and the street cleaner was getting closer, you know, sweeping up all the garbage, and right next to Moshe Chait, the street cleaner finally got close. He bent down, and he picked up a big chunk of bread. He picked it up and he put it on the bench. And again, no yarmulke. It looked like a, you know, totally irreligious. And he looked up at Rav Moshe Chait and he said, "Ein ma'virin ala ochlin." Now let it pass over food. It's halacha. You see bread on the floor is halacha. You can't just throw out bread. A certain way, you have to treat it with a little cupboard. So it's very possible that that fellow could be on the same level. It's his word, you know. Could be on the same level as a great Rosh Yeshiva. Same level. So it's very powerful for us to realize that a lot of people have to make decisions on next year. And how are they going to evaluate themselves? They're making decisions based on where they're holding because they want to be like them. But you are like them. And maybe even you're better than them. Who's to say? Okay, one more Malcolm. I apologize for the time. Good morning, Tynus. Let's just give over the basic story. Abba Umna, that was his name, just a loose translation. He used to get a Shalom Aleichem every day from a Baskel and Shemayim. It's a pretty nice way to say good morning. The Baskel and Shemayim, every day he used to say Shalom Aleichem to him. Abaye used to get a Shalom Aleichem from this Baskel every Friday, every Erev Shabbos. Rava, he used to get a Shalom Aleichem every Yom Kippur, once a year. So once a day, once a week, once a year. So Abai was having Chalisha Sadas. Like here, this Abba Umna, and we'll see from the Marsha, so from Marshiosa, Abba Umna was not Abai and Rava. Abba Umna was a technician. He was a medical technician. He did bloodletting. Bloodletting was not considered from the great professions. He used to stick a hole in people and blood would come out. That's how they used to, that was the refuah. The old days, that's how they healed you. You get sick, they cut you in half. So that was his job. Okay? So Abai had Chalish Sadas. Right, have a kachol she died to Abaye. Abaye had chalish adas that Abba Umna was zocha to all this, and I'm not zocha to this. What am I doing wrong that I can't be like Abba Umna? So they answered him. That when he does his refuah, his bloodletting, he would have two separate areas, one for men, one for women, number one. Number two, when he had to do the actual exposing the skin, he did it in such a sneistic way for the women that he covered her with a cloth and just left over one tiny needle hole in the beged so that no skin would be exposed, so that was considered a very great and advanced tznius technique. Okay, captain at tznius, you know, chumra. And number three, he wasn't mevaza anyone. He just told everyone to put it, you know, put the money in the barrel. So, you know, the people that were able to afford all of it did all of it. Like he had like a shifting scale. You know, based on how much you could afford. And number four, if a tzur v'rabbonon came, if a talmid chacham came to need bloodletting, he didn't charge them at all. So, if you take a look at the Marsha, you see on the left side, Nira Lefarish have a chulsha daite dabai. He had beside himself. Uboy laid the ba'uvda da Abba Umna. He wanted to know from Abba Umna, shame tfe mi uvde. What's he doing better than me? Viratu gamkin lasas. I want to do the same thing as him. What's char? You get to hear for the Amalach Hashem every day? Well, they told him, the lo motzis lemebeku uvde. You can't do like he did. And that's how they appeased Abayi, because he couldn't be a bloodletter. Shehu, I'm sorry, Umna is, oh, Umna means a bloodletter. Shehuaya Rosh Hashiva. Because Abayi was a Rosh Hashiva, Pumpadis, whoever. So Abayi was a Rosh Hashiva, and he couldn't be a bloodletter. So that calmed Abayi down. Okay. Would we think it would be possible for a great Rosh Hashiva to go and see some medical technician and be Makana? He was Makana. Abayi was Makana. Like, what's he doing that I can't do? I want to do the same thing. And what was he told? What calmed Abayi down? You can't do what he did. You're not a bloodletter. This only a bloodletter could do it. And then Abayi realized that I can't do it because I'm stuck being Rosh Hashiva. But what comes out from this? What comes out from this is that this medical technician, this Makiz Dam, was considered on the same, maybe greater level than Abayi. Look what he had. Look at the schusim he had. Like the story of Chaim Kanievsky with the grasshoppers. You know, I guess it was Zochet, the grasshoppers come every day on his windowsill, whatever. And here you have this Makiz Dam. So, and what did he do? What did this Makiz Dam do? He did everything he could have. Everything that was possible for him to do, he knocked it out. When there was an opportunity to separate the men and the women, he did that. And when he had to figure out how to, you know, open the skin, he figured that out. And when he had opportunity to charge people, he had a running scale. And a Tzorvim Rabbanon came, he didn't charge them. That means a person could be, you know, in his little area. He's not a Rosh Hashiva, he's a technician, he's a doctor, he's a businessman, he's a grocer, give me the garbage man. Okay, I have this garbage man, it's a little embarrassing sometimes, but you know, they take the garbage can, yeah, that you have to schlep out at night, and then they like throw it down over there, and if you don't bring it back within a few hours, you know, the code enforcement gives you a ticket. So, like, come back, whatever, Mondays and Thursdays, and you have this garbage can. Yeah, you're in a fancy house, but in our houses, you have to deal with the garbage. So my garbage guy, I say, Lord, when I'm there, a couple of times where I'm Zochet to be a little late for Minyan, I get to meet my garbage man, and I talk to him. I think I give him, like, a $10... holiday gift out of appreciation, what he does. He loves me so much that I don't have to even put out my garbage. He goes, he takes my garbage, and then he puts my garbage back. I don't do a thing. I try to bring out the garbage because why should I make him schlep? But if I wasn't there, he would come get it. My next door neighbor said, you know, I was here one day, and the guy's like throwing everyone's garbage cans all over the place. And when he comes to your house, he goes to get your garbage. I don't know anything. You know, but, you know, it could be this garbage guy could be on a higher madriga than me. I have no idea. You don't know. So that's another deher that we had a few points. But another deher is that just because a person isn't a Rosh Hashiva doesn't mean he can't be on the highest madriga, but that means the person has to be totally immersed in doing things l'shem shemayim. L'vadshi chaven libo l'shem shemayim. A person has to go out. If you just go out and you do, 14, 15-hour work days and traveling, but when it's time to daven, he went to daven. And he got people to join him for the minyan. And at his workplace, he speaks with tznius. And he tells people to speak with tznius. And when he eats, not bakzarius, he eats menschlich. People will learn from it. It's very possible, that person is a marbet tzara. It could be he'll be on a higher madriga than the same or higher madriga. Because he's doing everything he can to the point where Abai felt, I can't do the things he's doing. I can't do. I don't have that opportunity. It could be there were no women in the yeshiva, and he couldn't do those things. He couldn't do it. So let's just chazer over. Number one, you see that even Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a natural teva to have some kina, which is unhealthy. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to eradicate it. Eradicated, but this okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me this lot that we have bitachon that we're doing the right thing, but we have to speak it out. We shouldn't have kinah for others, and if we feel it, don't get so upset. It's a normal feeling, and you say, okay, he has that, but I have this. What did Aaron say? I'm the Kohen Gadol. Moshe Ben said, I'm the Navi and Rabban Shel Yisrael. That's enough. Hashem gave it to me. That's enough. We have to speak it out. Don't squelch it. Don't slip it under the carpet. It's a real feeling, but we have to talk it out. Moshe Rabbeinu had to talk it through. He had to get over the kinah, otherwise it wouldn't be a praise. If he didn't feel it for a second, there would be no praise over here. Number two, we said that even the Amoritz could reach the same level according to Rashi. And according to the Marsha, even somebody who was, he was destined that he's not going to be the Talmid Chacham, but he went into his Osek B'Melachta D'Sada. He was working 12, 15-hour days. There's a Havamei to think that he's useless. It's not, I can't reach the Madriga of the Gadol. Not true. We see it's not true. You can reach the same exact Madriga. So a person should realize, even if he can't accomplish the same in learning, but he could reach the same madriga in learning. And then the third is that we don't know where life will take us. Maybe some of us will be Rosh Hashivas. Some of us could become, businessmen, lawyers, doctors. We don't know where people will be. Doesn't say it's very possible. It doesn't say one is not a greater. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is a bigger Talmid Chacham, but in terms of the schar shabo, a person can become Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You have to try and become Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I'm not giving license to do things that you're not supposed to do. You check it out, make the right decisions. But the world needs Reb Chaim Kanievsky. We can't deprive the world of Reb Chaim Kanievsky's. But it just means that we can't give up. We still have to be the very best that we can. We have to be stark on what we're doing, whatever we're doing. It has to be done kulo l'shem shemayim. Every nuance. Abai at first was mekana. What's he doing that I can't do? And yet, but Abba Umna, what did he do? What was so special? Because anything that was possible to do, he did. He separated the men and the women. It had never been done before. And he was able to do more bitznias. You think there was no bloodletting before Abba Umna? He was mechavin this fashion of bloodletting. It's just amazing that whenever he lived, he was able to figure it out. And that's the opportunity we all have. Whatever we're doing, we could figure it out. Even in yeshiva. There are things that could be figured out. We had two base manager guys a few years ago were branching, and they figured a better way to say this. The shmuzim used to be at 1 o'clock. We see the shmuzim on Wednesdays, 1 o'clock, 1 to 1:15, 1:15 by 1:10 nobody could concentrate anymore because they thought the shmuz would end late, and they were hungry, and they ran out, and someone we did that for 20 years. Then one base manager guy figured out a better way to do it. So he, you know, notel schar keneged kulam. He gets the schar for all the shmuzim. He introduced the chazaras shmuz on Thursday. In yeshiva, gemachs was set up by certain guys. A person, you know, there's so much for the taking. That Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world always with more things that can be improved upon. It's upon each of us to figure out what we can supply the world, and we could become on the level of Abba Umna.